other. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Of liberty out there defending our rights, out there fighting against the globalists and the folks like Piers Morgan who would take away your guns and your rights and all of your freedoms. Well, you know, even Alex Jones, hard to believe, because it's hard to believe that man ever gets tired or ever rests, but we're encouraging him. Hey, get a back rub, take a little break. So I'm sitting in with you. I will be with you today, Monday. This is March 4th, 2013. I'll also be with you Tuesday and Friday as well. And you may know me, my radio program broadcast not long after Alex's on the same network, the GCN network. Catherine Albrecht is my name. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show in the past, and you probably know me either as the RFID lady or the privacy lady, or maybe the lady who's out there always telling you to get off of Google and make the switch over to Start Page, that private search engine we've been talking about for a while. So it is my pleasure to be with you today. I've got a pretty exciting show lined up for you. Alex said, hey, bring some of your best guests on. So I'm going to be doing that today. First hour, I want to give you some updates from the news, bring a couple of things to your attention in terms of how the technology is merging to create what I've been referring to as the giant, hey, you know, I got a name for it. How about the web? Ooh, the web. How about the net? Let's call it that. Trouble is, that's what it's already called. But if you put it all together, you realize that all of these technologies are combining to create prison walls, whether it is a net, whether it is a web, whether it's a jail, whether it's a prison, lots of ways you can refer to it. And the crazy part about this, I think our ancestors, especially back in the days of, you know, John sitting there on the island of Patmos, taking down some dictation from the big guy in the sky in the Book of Revelation, I think he would have said, I can't imagine that anybody's going to welcome the changes that come about as this global entity takes form. And yet we look around ourselves and we see that people are welcoming it with open arms. Isn't it crazy? It's almost like there's a degree of discernment that some people have and a degree of discernment that other people seem to not have ears at all to hear. But if you are listening to this radio program, if you're a regular listener to Alex Jones or to my own show, then I'm guessing that you have ears to hear and you're feeling something coming. Something. And that's something that's coming, when you really feel it down in your bones, it probably gives you a little bit of a chill, maybe. Maybe makes the hair stand up on the back of your neck. Well, there's other people out there who are dancing with joy at the developments of the encroaching technology. Several of those folks out there, one of them, you'll get a kick out of this one, Justin Bieber. Yeah, any Justin Bieber fans out there? Yeah, I don't think so. Well, Justin Bieber's latest plan, he has actually been enlisted as one of many of a long line of folks here, enlisted to promote and make cool, at least to his following, his fans, to make the idea of embracing this future technology very cool. Yeah, Justin Bieber, he's actually marketing a prepaid card so that kids will get away from using cash and move into using numbered payment systems. Give you more details on that as we come back. I've got a break coming up here in just a moment. Also want to talk about how those spy drones, turns out they've been in use now, spying on Americans for the last 7 years. Yeah, we just started hearing about these last year. But by the time we hear about it, usually this stuff's been around for a couple of years, at the very least, and even the 7 years may be an understatement as to how long this stuff has been going on. But yeah, we've got the drones now getting equipped with eavesdropping surveillance technology on board, so not only can they spy on you and look through your window,
30 seconds,
but they'll also be able to listen to you. All right, we'll be right back right after this break coming up. And then the final thing I want to talk about this hour is national service. Yeah, you want to sign up for that? It's not compulsory military service they're promoting now, but compulsory public service. And guess who's going to be defining what that is? All right, I'm your host for this today's show, at least, Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex. Stay tuned.
Now
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Good morning. Catherine Albrecht here with you, filling in for Alex Jones, who's taking a much-needed break. I'll tell you, out there fighting on the front lines, he needs a little break. So I'm going to be your guest today, tomorrow, and Friday also of this week, giving you updates on the area of my expertise, which is the issues of privacy, the encroaching technological, I suppose you could call it the web or the net or the trap or the jail. Lots of names you can give it. By the way, in Spanish, it's called La Red, which means the trap. So isn't it crazy that this thing we call the internet, this web, this net, has such an entrapment just built right into its name? One of the things that I've been long concerned about, and anyone who's listened to my radio show over the last 6 years or followed my work since 1999, actually Alex is one of the folks who helped wake me up way back when, then you know that I'm extremely concerned about the elimination of cash. You know, retail privacy, this idea that when you make a purchase, you know, if you think about it, in the past, it used to be an issue of our parents needing the ability to grow food or have the ability to provide for themselves, maybe have some land, be able to put a roof over their heads. Well, for us nowadays, it's less an issue of being able to plant crops on your own land. It's literally an issue of being able to walk into the grocery store and buy food. And we know that historically, whenever governments have wanted to crack down on people, they do it by either rationing or eliminating altogether their ability to buy the things that they need to survive. Well, there's an interesting story in the news out this week. We know that Justin Bieber, I know, I say the name and I want to laugh. Justin Bieber, before you laugh too hard, note that he has more than 51 million friends on Facebook. I didn't even realize there were enough people of his age group to actually friend him to have 51 million friends on Facebook. 30 million Twitter followers. Say what you will about Justin Bieber, it is absolutely the case that he's got an immense following of young fans. Well, guess what the powers that be have decided to use Justin Bieber to promote? And this is going to blow your mind. He is marketing a prepaid payment card designed to promote responsible teen spending. He's promoting this to his millions of fans, taking to social media to spread this message. It is a MasterCard from a company called Bill My Parents, Inc., and it is called the Spend Smart MasterCard. Now, why is this important? Because let me tell you what they're conditioning these kids to accept. And I really would alert you, if you're a parent, to take a look at the things that are being marketed and targeted at your children, because really the kids are the next generation. It's not going to take too long for today's teens to be tomorrow's judges and corporate officers and bankers and attorneys and everything else. They're going to become the power structure that we are going to grow old at their mercy. And these folks, including Justin Bieber, who just turned 19 apparently last week, these folks are the future. So what is it they're promoting to the kids of the future? Well, let me give you some of the details out of this. Prepaid card to teach financial responsibility. Here's what it does, though. Every time a teen swipes the card, both the parent and the teen receive an immediate text that tells them how much was spent, where it was spent, and what the balance is on the card. Now, if you were a teen, would you really want to switch from cash in your pocket to a prepaid plastic numbered payment device that every place you went would rat you out to your parents? All right, well, let me ask you, even if you thought it was appropriate for parents to know every last dime and penny that you spent and exactly where you were when you spent it, what kind of conditioning is this creating? Yeah, every time a teen swipes the card, the parent receives an immediate text. Get this, it gets worse. The parents can also lock and unlock the card if it gets lost, or if a parent wants the child to stop using the card for any reason, they have the ability, the parent that is, to log on and immediately shut down your ability to use this numbered payment device. Sound familiar? Maybe sounds like something coming up in our future. My big concern, and I keep saying this over and over, is that we've got to start, if we're not already, we've got to start using cash. Cash, use it or lose it. Let's talk about one place we've already seen the cash beginning to vanish in Texas and Washington State, and that is your ability to pay cash at the toll roads. And anytime they take away your ability to pay cash and switch you over into a numbered payment system, you get all of the things that we're seeing here with Justin Bieber's promoted Bill My Parents Smart MasterCard, which is the ability for someone out there, some parental unit, whether it's your own mom or dad, as in the case of this particular nasty thing, or whether it's your, you know, maybe it's Nancy Pelosi, maybe it is Hillary Clinton, maybe it's big sister out there, just wanting to make sure that you stick to your diet. You know, we all have a hard time sticking to our resolutions. We say, oh, I'm going to lose 10 pounds. Well, a card like this, you know, you could reach out to big sister, and big sister could actually help you to make sure that you didn't buy that extra pint of Haagen-Dazs, or maybe any pints of Haagen-Dazs ever again. See, once you start tying in the ability to monitor what people purchase, which is what credit cards enable you to do, which is what all of these numbered payment systems do, then you get to the next step. Now, we know, why is it that you don't want your guns registered, for example? Well, the reason you don't want your gun registered is because you know from history, which tells us this pretty clearly, that when you register guns, the next step is confiscating guns or controlling them, limiting who can actually have access to self-defense. And then you get restrictions on who can have access to self-defense. And then ultimately you wind up with confiscation and control. And you wind up with a system that says, no, I'm sorry. No, people of your ethnic background, people of your economic background, people of your political views, people of your persuasion, whatever that might be, you're not allowed to have a gun. Well, that's bad enough when it's guns, and I'm a big supporter of the Second Amendment, but let me tell you how it's going to be truly horrific when it comes down to food, clothing, the basic things you buy at the store, batteries. extension cords, whatever you need to run today's, live in today's world, a new computer. All of it is going to be tied into a registration system, and it's coming. Now, I first talked about this way back in 1999 when I founded Caspian, the consumer privacy group that I founded as kind of an armchair activist back then. I was frustrated or concerned, I suppose, at the use of in 1999, at the use of the plastic supermarket frequent shopper cards. They go by a lot of names. The main name that they use is a loyalty card, which I love because it's so it's got such a big brothery political feel to it. But the use of these loyalty cards at cash registers across the U.S., has now expanded to the point where literally billions of dollars of infrastructure have been built right into the cash registers all across the globe, not just in the U.S., but everywhere. You can go to Jamaica, you can find these things. You can go to South Korea, and you'll find them. You can go to Yemen and Saudi Arabia, and you will find that their cash registers are no longer just little calculators with cash doors, but they've now been turned into high-tech, customer-identifying price-changing, computerized units hooked up to the Internet. And they're hooked up to vast multinational databases, which makes it even more disturbing. So we've already got the system in place to take all of the purchases being made on the globe and route them back to the central brain, whether that's run by Google or whether that's run by the NSA, whoever winds up running that. But we already have the infrastructure to do it. And the remaining piece is to get the world's people away from cash over to a system where every time they walk up to one of those cash registers in Yemen or Saudi Arabia or Mexico or any of the other places all across the globe that this infrastructure has been installed, to get them to identify themselves at the point of sale. Now, once you tie this a little further, there was just an article out, and Alex and I were talking about this on his show last week, and you can find the link online at Infowars.com. Is Alex and I were talking about this new study out, or this new story out in the Wall Street Journal, that essentially vindicates what I've been saying for 10 years now, I guess 13 years since I founded Caspian, to talk about these supermarket cards, is now they're converting the purchases that you make at the supermarket into individual nutritional and health profiles. So what that means is when you buy that Häagen-Dazs, they calculate the number of grams of fat, the number of grams of sugar, the number of grams of strawberry concentrate. They put all of that into a giant database of information about everything that you eat and everything you take home to your family. Now, up until now, you're not noticing that. That's happening behind the scenes. It's underground. It's been going on literally for years. I know this because I attended a talk at MIT where one of the key executives of Stop and Shop, our big grocery chain up here in New England, he was talking about the supermarket cards and said, you know, it's really great. And the best part is the customers have no idea how much data we're gathering on them when they scan that card. And I raised my hand, you know, just kind of a member of the audience who didn't know who I was. And I said, excuse me, why are you spending all that money? You know, these things are expensive. You got to pay for the card. You have to pay for the key fobs, and especially you have to pay for the data entry. You've got to build in this huge infrastructure into all of your cash registers. Why are you doing that? And he said, well, we're hoping to recoup some of our expenses by sharing the information with HMOs. And, you know, this was back in, what, 2003, 2004? So nearly 10 years ago. And now you've got the Wall Street Journal coming out saying it directly. Yeah, absolutely, that's what they're doing. By the way, if there are any employees of Safeway out there listening to this radio show, Safeway was one of the very first supermarkets in the country to introduce the Safeway Club card, you know, the bonus card, the rewards card, the Safeway Club card. And what they're not telling you is that Safeway employees are kind of the vanguard. They're at the front end of this this new plan. If you are a Safeway employee, you actually can receive a, and I'm going to cough when I say this, I'm going to make air quotes with my fingers, you can receive a discount on your health insurance by allowing Safeway to record every single stitch of celery, every single hamburger that you purchase and consume through Safeway stores so that they can monitor that you are eating healthy. And if you do, they'll give you, and again, I'll cough and use air quotes, they'll give you a discount on your insurance. I would argue that now that they're putting this all together, this ability to convert all of your food purchases into nutritional records, believe me, Obamacare is not going to be far behind. All right, I'm your host, Dr. Catherine Albrecht, filling in for Alex Jones. Let's all join together and send him some warm wishes of relaxation, a little bit of a rest. All right, stay tuned. I'll be right back right after this break.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Want something different from your detox? Then you want Hemp USA's Microplant Powder for a full body detox. With 7 formulations and 8 different sizes, you will feel and see the difference. And the best part? It's only about $10 a month. Our customers love it, and we ship worldwide. Get the detox difference. Get Microplant Powder from HempUSA.org. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org. See what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you at HempUSA.org.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Weakened by GMOs, stressed out about money, and blasted by the electric environment. Hi, I'm Pastor Jenny, and that was the state I was in back in 2010. Then I learned about RNA drops. I learned that 97% of my DNA that scientists have called junk is actually packed with millions of gene switches that play a critical role in controlling how my cells, organs, and other tissues behave. I learned I don't have to put up with disease, decay, or decline like I'd been conditioned to believe. I began taking RNA drops, a 100% natural formula designed to turn on those switches and provide me with amazing health and joy. Learn more about RNA drops and order a free sample today. Visit rnafreesample.com. That's rnafreesample.com. Or call toll free 888-577-3703. Pay only shipping and handling for a free 30-day supply of RNA drops. Get the information you need and the health you want at rnafreesample.com.
Yes, sounds good to me. Catherine Overture with you. Red and Shotgun, thanks for tuning in. I'm filling in for Alex Jones this week. So delighted to be with you. I've been a regular guest on Alex's show. I think the first time I was on his show was probably back in 2001 or 2002, and I've been listening to his show since before 1999 when I myself became an activist. So truly an honor and a real pleasure to be here with you guys this week. And again, just putting out all my best wishes for Alex to actually get a little bit of a break. I know he's been working overtime. I've heard even when he's on a break, though, he keeps working. So I'm gonna send him a little email. Hey, Alex, hope you're taking a break. All right. Well, let's see. I've got a couple of additional things I want to bring to your attention this hour. And then I want to open up the phone lines here and get your thoughts on some of these stories. One of them is, speaking of young people, we know that if you want to change society, then if you can get all the young people into one place and condition them in a particular way, then you can create the future. Good or bad, I suppose. I don't know. The future I want to see does not involve large masses of people thinking the same in groupthink. But certainly the powers that be out there like that kind of thing. And that's one of the reasons why the government schools and all of this sort of mass groupthink, where kids are isolated and segregated by age, where they're isolated and segregated away from adults other than the single authority figure who tells them what to do all day long, that's kind of the mindset. And, of course, Hitler said to the people who opposed him back in the 1930s and 40s, he said, listen, guys, I don't care about you, meaning the adults who opposed him, his opponents. He said, I don't care about you because the future is your kids, and they already belong to me. Yeah. So if you're sending your kids to the government schools, then do not be surprised if your kids come home and hold viewpoints that don't match your own. And if you're sending your kids out into the university world, they're going to get even more indoctrination. And let me tell you something. In 2006, I graduated from Harvard. I got my doctorate in 2006. And that year, the commencement speaker was Jim Lehrer. You know Jim Lehrer from the McNeil Lehrer NewsHour? You may also know Jim Lehrer because he is a member of the Council on Foreign Relations. And if you've been paying attention, you know that those are the global elite that get the message out about whatever it is that they want to have publicized, right? You've got all the major mainstream MSM, mainstream media folks out there, and Jim Lehrer is one of them. I thought it was the weirdest thing ever when, at my commencement speech, Jim Lehrer gets up. I didn't really know much about him. I mean, I've watched his TV show a couple of times, but I didn't really know much about him. He gets up and proceeds to deliver to all of these graduating future leaders of Harvard University a speech about how the goal is to get everybody performing service, that we all need to be reconnected with one another. Let me read you just a couple of quotes from there, and then I want to tie it into what's going on today. These guys always announce what they're going to do in advance. He says, we can spur great deeds. This is a literal quote from his speech at my commencement. We can spur great deeds that history will mark decades and even centuries from now. If Harvard can find the courage to change itself, it can change the world. He cited, quote, several opportunities, including the ongoing revolution in life sciences and biomedical research and all of that challenge. But then the key thing is, he went on and talked about how we need to have some form of national service. Here's his quote. He says he entered the Marines reluctantly during peacetime, but the experience changed his life. He says, quote, I'm grateful my country forced me to serve my country, not for my country's sake, but for my own. And then he goes on and talks about how important it is that we have, listen to this, a national discussion about implementing a new compulsory service. He said this could encompass the military, the Peace Corps, and other areas. Quote, I believe we need a new, real-world dose of shared experience. And then he goes on and talks about this. He says the problem with voluntary service is it gives people not enough options. It just, it's not. Voluntary service just isn't going to do it. He wants national service. He says, quote, 2006, I say let that debate and all others around national service begin. All right. Now, this is where these things get announced. Pay attention, by the way, and I'm going to start paying more attention to the commencement speeches delivered at the universities of the elite, because they're after the future generations. So what is it now that's coming out? Well, we've got a new bill that has been introduced into Congress right now that would call for mandatory public service. So it all ties in. It comes around. It goes around. It's all part of the same circle. This is a new bill. I'll be giving you details on it if you want to oppose it. I would strongly recommend that it's going into committee. But it would call for mandatory national service for all Americans between the ages of 18 and 24. All right. Yeah, they're coming for the kids. They really are. So, yeah, you and I get it. I hope there are some kids listening out there. I hope you guys get it, too. They're coming for you. All right, Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. I am your temporary host, and I'm going to open up the phone lines when we come back. 1-800-259-9231. Stay tuned. More right after this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
The Alex Jones Show.
Some people say a man is made out of mud. A poor man's made out of muscle and blood. Muscle and blood and skin and bones. A mind that's weak and a back that's strong. You load 16 tons, what do you get? Another day older and deeper in debt. St. Peter, don't you call me, cause I can't go. I owe my soul to the company store.
Yeah, you're going to owe more than that coming up. Catherine Albrecht here, filling in for Alex Jones. Happy to be here with you, riding shotgun, as we take a look at today's news. Also got some great guests lined up for you, those of you who will be with us through the entire program. About to open up the phone lines, 1-800-259-9231. Get your thoughts and your comments on today's stories. Before we get back to there, I just want to remind you that the InfoWars store is your one-stop shop for everything InfoWars. InfoWarsShop.com is the website. Also want to remind you to pick up your copy of the InfoWars magazine. If you turn to that inside front cover, you'll see an ad for startpage.com, my favorite search engine. If you haven't pulled the Google needle out of your arm yet, please do so. We are way too addicted to Google and to basically doing the daily mind melt. You know, it's like uploading the contents of your brain every single day to the global brain. The big brother global brain that is run over there by Sergey and Larry. By the way, when asked what they wanted Google to become, their answer, like the mind of God. Yeah, no thank you. Startpage.com returns 100% Google results without any of the Google tracking. And I know because I helped create it. When you use Startpage instead of Google, we strip out all of the identifying information that you send. We strip out all the tracking cookies Google sends back, give you 100% Google results in total privacy, and then delete all records of your visit. Pretty cool stuff. Totally free. Startpage.com. Check it out. All right. Let's see. I want to tell you just a little bit about this bill that ties in with what Jim Lehrer was warning us, I'm going to call it warning us about back in 2006. He would call it promoting. And believe me, these folks who are all part of the Council on Foreign Relations, they get their marching orders and then they go out into positions of influence like Jim Lehrer did at the commencement speech in 2006 at Harvard. And then, you know, it takes a couple of years. What's it been, like 7 years since then? It takes a couple of years, and then it begins to make its way to the forefront. Right now, it's in the forefront as a bill that has been introduced, H.R. 748. Happy Valentine's Day. This was your Valentine's gift. This was introduced on February 14th, 2013. Opponents, let's see, we'll post some information on my blog at kmashow.com and also post some information about InfoWars of how you can oppose this. The bill would require, let's see, authorize the induction, I'll read this, of persons in the uniformed services during wartime to meet end strength requirements, et cetera, et cetera. But it also requires all persons in the U.S. between the ages of 18 and 25 to perform national service. They would either serve the country as a member of uniformed services or civilian service. That civilian service could be served with federal, state, or local government programs, including community-based organizations. Who do you think is going to be determining which community-based organizations are appropriate and which are not? Yeah, that's the big question here. There's been a lot of speculation regarding this since President Obama, who also is part of the same cabal, in 2008, just a year and a half after Jim Lehrer made his little statement there to the students of Harvard, he called for a, quote, citizen army or a, quote, civilian national security force. What a frightening idea. All right, just giving you a heads up, this thing is making its way through committee. We'll give you information on how you can oppose it here shortly. All right, so a couple of topics on the table right now. One of them is Justin Bieber, with his 50 million Facebook followers, promoting the use of a card. This is a prepaid payment card that would tell your parents, if you're a kid, tell your parents exactly how much you spent down to the penny and exactly where you spent it in real time via a text, and would give the parents the ability to just wave a wand and turn off your ability to make payments altogether. Sound like conditioning? Yeah, it kind of does to me too. All right, speaking on that, let's go to Chris calling in from Kentucky. Let's see, I think we got Chris on the line. Chris, go right ahead. Hello.
Hello, Catherine. Thank you so much for bringing this up. Yes, you were talking about the rewards cards earlier. Not just major chains are doing this, but small businesses around here, such as coffee shops, are doing it. It's like, if you buy so much of quantity of this product, we'll give you one or two free of all the count and records they put you in a database about. And they
Well, it depends, Chris, on how they do it, because I'm actually a big fan of the punch cards, you know, where you've just got a little card, because they don't need to know who you are. You don't need to tell them anything about yourself. You don't have to use a number to count. You're not in a computer. And if you're a little coffee shop and you're thinking of introducing something like this, you don't have to pay for all the software and everything else. Just get yourself a stack of cards and a unique little punch thing. And, you know, you buy six coffees, get a seventh free. That to me seems like the way to go rather than the big databases. So, Chris, are you a member of any of these rewards cards?
No, not at all. I don't even have a cell phone.
But there
I
do
have a computer. I have internet on Startpage. I do use
that. Glad to hear it. Good.
And I tell you that our privacy, this commercial, I wanted another one I saw not long ago, was this window got broken on a house. And the neighbors looked at each other and said, came up with this iPhone. You electronically write your check through a cell phone to the bank, wireless. And you talk about privacy issues. I mean, that
is the one, I think this is the Samsung Galaxy ad where they hold the phones together to one another and the money just transfers automatically, changes hands.
Exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, that's really where they want to move us to. As soon as they can get us away from cash, believe me, they would have done it yesterday if they could, is to get us to stop using cash. And even though all these television ads would make you think that people don't use cash anymore, it is still between 70% and 85% of purchases in the U.S. today are made with cash. So we are not a cashless society by any stretch. And it turns out that the worse the economy gets, the more people revert to using cash. So they're really just tearing their hair out in frustration because many more of us are saying, forget the credit cards. I don't want to be paying that interest rate. I'm going to go back to using cash. So they're going to try using the media, using folks like Justin Bieber, using video games, using every possible way that they can come up with to get us off of cash. So, yeah, and I'm glad you're resisting it. I think we all need to. And the thing I continue to say, cash, use it or lose it. And if they want your personal information to make a purchase, decline. Say no thank you. And those of you, by the way, using shopper cards under a fake name, that'll only work until you use a credit card or an ATM card. Because you can sign up as Mickey Mouse, but the minute you scan the, you know, John Q. Peterson card, they throw Mickey Mouse out and put your name at the top. So if you shop at a store that absolutely forces you to use a frequent shopper card to get the discounts and you don't have any other alternatives, those are a lot of ifs. But if you are in that situation, what I would recommend doing is get two separate supermarket cards, take a Sharpie marker and on one of them write cash and only use that one when you have cash. And if you ever find yourself without cash and you have to use a credit card, then write credit or ID on the other one and then use that one with your ID. And that way most of your purchases will be anonymous with that cash card. And I'd say, you know, periodically just lose it and sign up for another one as anonymously as you can. All right, let's go on to, let's see, got additional callers here. Let's go to Julio, who's been holding for some time in Illinois. Good afternoon or good morning, Julio. Hello. I think it's afternoon.
Good afternoon. Good afternoon.
Depends on where you're at.
Big fan of your work.
Thank you.
I have a privacy question, but I want to mention something about GMOs briefly. I'm doing a documentary, and last week I was just outside of the Pentagon near D.C. and was able to ask a few questions to Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack and asked him about GMO safety, if it's safe for human consumption, will we ever see some sort of USDA GMO label similar to a USDA organic label? He flat out told me, he also told me about drought-resistant seeds. Number one, drought-resistant seeds are safe. They're very beneficial. Number two, there's no, quote, reputable study out there, end quote, that says GMOs aren't safe for human consumption. And then finally, he said he does not foresee a day that we'll see GMO labeling from the USDA. So I found that to be
interesting. I don't think those guys are going to be the source through which that's going to come if it comes. You know, I mean, I'm sure you could have asked the Alabama school department, hey, when are you guys going to have desegregation back in the 40s? And they would have said, nah, not going to do it. It really takes people sitting down and, you know, sometimes literally sitting in the streets and blocking traffic to say, we absolutely demand it. And I don't think any of these guys is going to come out and voluntarily do that because there's way too much money at stake. I mean, they've got the entire Monsanto, Nabisco, you know, Duane Andreas, Archer Daniels, Midland cabal breathing down their necks, and that's where the money is right now. So until there's too much, until there's enough pressure to overcome the inertia that you get when there's huge amounts of money involved, we're not going to see those changes. That's why I'm looking for the state level. You know, I personally have totally given up on the federal government to really solve any of our problems. I think they're more of a source of problems than a solution. But on the local level, you're seeing communities all over the country saying, we're a GMO-free zone. You can't plant those crops here anymore. You've got Hawaii now saying no more imported GMO foods unless they're labeled. You've got, you know, on the local level, California almost passing, and some say it did pass, that initiative that would have required labeling. And you know what it reminds me of, Julio, is back when they first introduced RFID And that's the microchips, remote tracking microchips on consumer products. And I said, you got to label them. And we had this bill. We introduced the bill. And I spoke at a big RFID conference. All these men, it was like three women and like 200 men. And I'm standing up there on the stage, and I said, listen, I've got some legislation I want to talk to you guys about. And they're all glaring, and they want to throw tomatoes at the stage. And I said, no, you guys are going to like this. You think I'm going to get up here and say we need to ban RFID and consumer products, but what I really just want is labeling. And they still kept glaring at me. And one guy stood up in the front row, and he says, Catherine, you know as well as we do, if we label it, it's the same as a ban because people aren't going to buy it. And my response to that was, listen, if you can't tell people you're doing it, then you shouldn't be doing it in the first place. So I think we're going to see the same thing, any kind of labeling, whether it's labeling of garbage in the milk, human growth hormone in the milk, whether it's labeling bovine growth hormone, whether it's labeling of GMO, whether it's labeling of RFID tracking devices. If they have to tell you about it, they know that you're going to say no way. And what it's really going to come down to, even if they do label it, they're still going to be doing it in the cheap stuff, going out to the people who aren't educated enough to read a label. And then you're going to see a real divide in our culture between the people who are poor and not educated, who will become sicker and sicker, and those who have the money to avoid the genetically modified foods. And I don't want to see that division in our society. I don't think that's going to be a good move, really, for anyone involved. Hey, thanks for the call, Julio. Appreciate it. All right, let's go to Dan calling in from Idaho on compulsory service. Hello, Dan.
Hello, Catherine. Say, I think that when the parents get put under control by using these cards with their children, then when Big Sister wants to justify her doing the same thing to us in the future, she'll just say, well, you did it to your kids. Why can't we do it to you?
See, isn't that the case? And, you know, you're so right here, Dan, because oftentimes what people will say to me is, well, you know, if they're going to have RFID tracking, why don't they just put that on Congress? And I say that'd be the worst thing in the world to do, because the minute you take the people who are in positions of authority and control and you accustom them to being tracked, monitored, and surveilled, then they don't even blink or think twice before they do it to us. And this whole thing about parents, you know, getting parents on board, parents are... I have to say, whenever I talk about implantable microchips and tracking devices, everybody says, oh, no, that's terrible. I don't want it. Get it away from me. Oh, but wait, could you put that on my kid? There's something about the desire, and I think it's in part because kids are so out of the control of parents today, that if you can appeal to parents' sense that their kids are out of control, then you can get the parents to put the prison bars on the kids. You can get the parents to actually inject probably tracking devices right into their own flesh and blood, right into their kids' flesh. You can probably get parents to not only sign up for this Justin Bieber cash card program, but actually get them to beg for it or even pay for it. So there's something really going on there where they appeal to our sense of being out of control. And the one place where people feel like they do have a little bit of control is over their own children. So, yeah, I think you're absolutely right. I think that once they get the parents to do it, to sign up for this, then they'll turn around and say, all right, now we want you all to do it. And you know it's coming. You know, especially in light of Obamacare, I said I was going to mention that. You know, Obamacare is going to be all about you paying for that guy over there's medical care. And right now, yeah, heck no, I don't want you monitoring my Haagen-Dazs consumption, but, you know, I would like you to monitor that guy's Haagen-Dazs consumption because I don't want to have to pay for his triple bypass surgery in a year. So I think they're going to use that as the justification. Look how expensive all this health care is. We don't have enough money for your health care because we're paying for that guy over there eating, you know, 50 bags of Cheetos a month. Why don't we just use the technology that we've got in place right now and register his Cheeto purchases and cut them off? You know, make that guy not eat the Cheetos. And everybody's going to go, oh, yeah, sounds good. You know, that's what they're doing at Safeway right now. So I think it's coming. I really do. I think it's
You know, they won't pay for what I'll do with this insurance, and I won't do what they'll pay for because I go everything natural. And when my children were born back in the early 80s, I started having children, we just had them at home. We didn't get a birth certificate. We didn't get a social security number. We put the entry in the Bible. We took the Bible down and got them passports. And the kids have been able to function extremely well. We made a historic case in Wyoming when my son was issued a driver's license without a social security number. But we just lived to a different tune for a long time.
I,
dinosaur.
I got to tell you, Jan, I would love to hear that story, actually, because I've had a number of people on my own radio show in recent weeks talking about their court cases and their opposition to being numbered or having their kids numbered. So if you could reach out to me, if you go to my website, it's kmashow.com or just katherinealbrecht.com. You can find the contact info on there and reach out to me because I'd love to talk to you further about that. Especially parents out there who've made the choice not to number their kids. I think that, the powers that be want you to believe that that doesn't happen. And I happen to know for a fact that it absolutely does and that there are a lot of kids out there who are not part of the system. So thank you, Dan. I appreciate the call. Please reach out and say hello to me. Let's see if we can squeeze in Bob in Michigan about compulsory service here just under the break. Bob, are you there?
Very good. Thank you for taking my call, and I'm going to add to what the previous caller said. The Social Security number and the driver's license and so on makes you chattel goods of the executive branch of the government, and if you look on the statutes that apply to the Social Security number, it requires that you get order and notice. And my question to everybody, has anybody at all ever received order and notice? This is what they don't want you. People are arguing about the mechanics of this, and we don't want that. This is what you do. That gentleman that was just on there is spot on, and I'm just giving you the rest of the story because
I'm with you, Bob. And let me point out one other thing, too, about this whole compulsory service thing tying in with IDing your kids at birth. Is that's the system through which, you know, the registration for military service right now is the way that they will nail your kids. When your kids turn 18 or apply for college, if they don't fill out that form, if they don't sign up for selective service registration, then they're in violation of federal law. So there's no law making you register your kids. But once you turn 18, you've got to do it, especially if you want to go to college or qualify for any kind of grant or scholarship. And that's going to be a big part of this compulsory service for everyone. And girls included, if this thing passes, if this new piece of legislation passes. All right, Katherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. We'll be right back with more of your calls. Stay tuned.
Introducing Pro One, all of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora Telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light
system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Oh yeah, fighting the new world order right here. Catherine Albrecht filling in for Alex Jones. So good to be on with you today. Giving you guys a heads up about a couple of things. Compulsory national service. Obama warned us about it back as a candidate in 2008. They elected him anyway. He said, quote, "We cannot continue to rely on our military in order to achieve the national security objectives we've set. We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, and just as well funded." He referred to this as a citizen army. God forbid, a citizen army back in 2008. Of course, they want to disarm us, so they don't really want a citizen army. They just want an army of peons willing to march and step and do what they say. We were warned about this also by Jim Lehrer back in 2006. He spoke at my own graduation speech at Harvard as I received my doctorate. He got up there and I said, "What in the world? What kind of weird speech is this?" How would Jim Lehrer get up and tell us that we all need compulsory national service, that a voluntary national service would not be adequate because it would be split between the elites and the common man, and only if it is mandatory for all people alike will it be fair and just and equitable. Gulp. Yeah, that's what they want. They want everything to be equally abysmal for all people in the country. So let's hope this thing doesn't pass. Introduced February 14th, 2013. It has already been referred to the House Armed Services Committee, and the chair of that committee is Representative Buck McKeon. He's a Republican from California. He is going to be determining whether the bill passes and moves on to the committee stage. Opponents are urged to call Representative McKeon there in California and tell him how they feel about the bill. You can also send him tweets and post on his Facebook page. You can also contact Representative Rangel by contacting him as well, and I'll post information about that on my blog at kmashow.com. All right, speaking further about compulsory service, let's see, we've got Zoe on the line, listening from Illinois. Hi, Zoe.
Hi. I do have a couple things. Isn't compulsory service enslavement, even though it's temporary?
You know, it sounds like it, doesn't it? Exactly. It's essentially yanking you out of your home and putting a gun to your head if you don't comply and saying, "Yea, verily, now you'll work for us." So, yes, it definitely has that sense to it, doesn't it?
I think it does, and I wanted to tell you a couple things. First of all, you'll probably never want to speak to me again, because on the weekend I was I wasn't coerced, but I was kind of gently urged and signed up for a restaurant card that I didn't know you had to put your name and an address and an email. And I don't even use email, but I have one. And so I ended up doing it, and while I'm letting my friend do it, I'm actually blind. I was going, "Why am I doing this?" And I did.
I think I need to listen to that little voice, Zoe. You know, if there's a voice inside of you going, "Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it," you know, that's called your conscience. It should probably be operational. You know, this signing up for all of these rewards things is going to become easier and easier, though, because in this case, you had a friend, and she had to fill a form and put down your name, and they went blah, 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 blah. You know, in the future, what it's going to involve is they're going to say, "Hey, you want to sign up for a discount?" And I put that in air quotes, because the discount is always just avoiding a surcharge, really, because what they do is they crank the rates up really high, the prices or the meals or the whatever it is, they crank it up high to accommodate these discounts. Believe me, they're not going to lose any money off of this. And then they twist your arm to get you, you know, by essentially threatening you with higher prices or poor service. And then if you comply, then you get the decent prices once again. So, you know, it's a bad plan across the board. I encourage people not to do it. But in the future, it's just going to be tap your cell phone. They're going to say, hey, you want to sign up? Just tap your smartphone against this little thing. Boom. And it's done. Because they want to take away that moment, Zoe, that you had where your conscience kicked in and said, I probably shouldn't do this. All right. Thanks for the call. Coming back right after this hour with Adrian Salbucci. He's going to talk to us about the global economic situation. He's going to be joining us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.